Last weekend, the world's most powerful drug lord escaped from Mexico's most secure lockup via a tunnel. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, El Chapo means shorty, went to the shower area of his cell. He crouched down out of sight of a surveillance camera, and he disappeared. Last night, Mexican officials took journalists to El Chapo's cell, and NPR's Carrie Kahn was among them, and she joins us from Mexico City. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
So this is now the second time El Chapo has escaped from a Mexican prison. I mean, it's got to be a big embarrassment for the Mexican government. Why are they taking a bunch of journalists to the scene of the escape?
Part of it is that they want to be as transparent as they can and show journalists exactly what happened. Because as always in Mexico, when something the government gives a point of view of something, there's great skepticism in the country. So they do want to show as much as they can. And so they took about 50 of us, and we were taken through the front gate of this maximum security prison. It is a huge compound. There's hundreds of employees there. And to actually get to Guzman's cell, it took us quite a long time. We had to pass through more than 20 locked doors, and at each door, there are several guards, there's surveillance cameras. We had to have our IDs right up at our faces, and at each stop, you either had to turn and show it face up to a camera, or you had to pass slowly in front of a guard. Went down several passageways, up and down staircases, and finally down one long hallway in what's called the special prison section, where we reached cell number 20, and that was Guzman's. It's a 60-square-foot cell. You have to go through two more doors and gates. You could see there's one video camera that monitors the cell in the corner in the back. And then at the other end of the cell, there is a short concrete wall, came up to about my chest, and that's out of the view of the camera. And that's to provide privacy for the prisoner. But as we all know, it actually provided this advantage, a blind spot, where Guzman went through the floor there. And there's this gaping hole. It's about 20 by 20 inches cut right out of the shower floor. It's just incredible. You know, we walked through all the security, past all these guards, and you're standing right in front looking down this huge hole that heads straight down into the ground.
It's amazing. I mean, it sounds like there are so many things to stop journalists who are welcome in this prison to actually move around. How in the world did the world's most powerful drug lord get out of there and do this?
You just stand there in that cell. I was just shaking my head the whole time in disbelief. One thing that was unbelievable was that hole in the shower floor. The concrete slab that was cut out was just, it really wasn't that thick at all. It was about 2 or 3 inches. It had no rebar in it. That was just incredible. You would think it would be much thicker. And authorities say the engineers who built the tunnel must have had the prison blueprints and GPS devices to reach that exact point. And then what about all the noise, cutting through the rock and the soil right there to the shower? There are so many people working in that prison, and no one heard anything. That's just beyond credible. The amount of people that were bribed or in cahoots or just intimidated is just staggering.
So what happens now? I mean, this is just a huge black eye for the Mexican government.
The fallout for the government is just great. You just look internationally. You know, the U.S. cooperated with Mexico to capture Guzman, and that cooperation is beyond strained at this time. The U.S. says it's willing to help recapture Guzman, but we've yet to see if Mexico's really taking them up on that offer. And here at home, the fallout politically is tremendous for President Peña Nieto. He gained so much by capturing Guzman, and he's lost even more with this huge escape. And it's just been really hard to watch Mexicans. They vacillate between disbelief to making jokes about the escape to just outright anger over this spectacle, the embarrassment, and showing the world the great weaknesses in their institution. It's really painful to watch.
All right, that's NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from Mexico City. She just got a tour of the cell where the world's most powerful drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, recently escaped. Carrie, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.